With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The start of the war with Iran has led to a spike in oil prices, and that has led to some sticker shock at the gas pump here at home. AAA says a gallon of regular gasoline rose to $3.45 today. That's up nearly 48 cents from a week ago. President Trump joined grieving families at Dover Air Force Base for the dignified transfer of six U.S. Army Reserve soldiers killed in Kuwait. He saluted as flag-draped transfer cases moved from the military aircraft to waiting vehicles. Earlier in the day, he called the troops heroes. Correspondent Ron Taylor reports that Iran's missile attacks are faltering.
Analysts say Iran's resilience on underground missile cities has backfired as U.S. and Israeli strikes have destroyed launchers and buried missile stockpiles, slashing launch rates. Facing dwindling options, the IRGC is expanding hostilities in a bid to pressure its adversaries.
Meanwhile, Israel's military confirmed striking fuel storage facilities in Tehran this weekend in the ongoing air assault. Reports are emerging that may shed some light on the change in leadership at the Department of Homeland Security.
President Trump reportedly decided to replace DHS Secretary Kristi Noem after her Senate testimony claimed he had approved a controversial $220 million ad campaign featuring her. The comments not only raised bipartisan concerns, but also reportedly angered the president. Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen will assume the role at the end of March, with Noem moving to a diplomatic post. Bob Agner reporting.
Four people were killed, 12 injured in southern Michigan after tornadoes swept through the area. Also, storms killed two people in Oklahoma. This is SRN News. Indiana is protecting foster care providers.
New legislation signed by Republican Governor Mike Braun bars the state government from refusing to do business with faith-based adoption and foster care agencies. Indiana lawmakers produced the bill as they watch more liberal states block Christian ministries from placing kids because those ministries do not embrace the LGBT agenda. The new law also protects Christian parents from discrimination within the system. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Gallup organization has been asking Americans what is most important for a good life. And the number one requirement for most people is adequate shelter. The poll finds that 97% of respondents believe you have to have shelter to enjoy a good life. Family comes next, followed by sleep, the absence of physical pain, and then having as much money as you want. Quite a bit down the list is religious faith. This is SRN News. There's a deep divide over daylight saving time, which returned this weekend. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Over the last decade, at least 19 states have passed laws to let them stay in daylight saving time if the federal government allows it. Some are giving serious consideration to staying in standard time if their neighbors are willing to make the same move. There's not a clear consensus on what to do when every solution will still leave millions of Americans in the dark later in the morning or earlier in the evening than they would like for a chunk of the year. I'm Julie Walker.
A federal judge has ruled that Carrie Lake did not have legal authority to take the actions that she's done to largely dismantle the Voice of America. Lake was President Trump's choice to lead the U.S. Agency for Global Media, but never received Senate confirmation. As a result, the judge said she lacked authority to lay off most of VOA's employees. SRNNews.com.